fence that is sturdy enough that you can sit on it.
A fence?
Yeah, what kind of fence is that? It has, like, big, thick poles and then poles going horizontally. You know, the kind that you can get up and sit on.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what those are called? Maybe made out of wood.
I guess I'd call it a fence.
Okay. Yeah, the tracks that a train goes on are called what?
Railroad tracks?
Mm-hmm. And you keep horses in a big enclosure.
Corral.
Uh-huh. And you play football on a football
field.
Mm-hmm. And the big building that a farmer uses to keep hay is the
barn.
Mm-hmm. How about a place where you would keep corn?
Crib.
A go devil. Have you ever heard of a go devil?
No.
That's the type of farming equipment. I'm not even sure what. I'm sure it's something that spins, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a sack that you put on a horse's head so it can eat is called a
feed bag.
Okay. And I don't know if you've ever ridden horses, but I want to see if you can identify for me some parts of a bridle.
Okay. Nope, I just call the whole thing a bridle. Let's see, this would be a nose something or other, I guess.
How about the part inside the horse's mouth?
Bit.
Uh-huh.
That's a bit.
And the things that you hold on to are?
Reins.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I went to a camp a couple of summers up in out of Redosa. It's called Camp Carissa. And we had riding. We had horses from the Mexico Military Institute,
mm-hmm.
and English saddles. We had to ride to post, and we had to take care of our horses a little bit. We learned to saddle them.
Mm-hmm.
And I know what a cinch is.
Mm-hmm.
but that's my only real experience with horses. I do.
This is a
Dick Francis mystery saddle.
That's a Western saddle.
Yes.
That, yeah.
Western has the horn.
Uh huh. And what other parts of that can you identify for me?
I don't know what the other parts are called.
The part you put your foot in is the.
Well, that I know. Is that part of the saddle? The stirrup?
Mm hmm. Do you happen to know the name for the thing that covers up the stirrup strings?
Mm hmm. I know you put a blanket underneath the saddle to protect the horse. No, this is a saddle horn.
The saddle horn sits on a part of the saddle that you call what? Do you happen to know the name of that?
No.
Okay.
Don't know any names.
Well, that's pretty good for somebody who's not into horses all that much. let's see. A rope used to rope horses is a
lariat.
Okay. And if you had a backyard and you wanted to move some dirt, you'd carry it in a
wheelbarrow.
Mm-hmm. And a bag that's made out of a coarse fibrous material.
A bag. A burlap sack.
Mm-hmm. And a boat with oars.
Rowboat.
Okay. A lion tamer uses a
whip.
Mm-hmm. Do you know other names for whips?
No.
Okay. How about the little whip that you would use in English?
Quirt.
You call it a quirt? Okay. What do you hold in your hand to sharpen a knife?
a steel or a carborundum bar? I don't know what.
That sounds good, carborundum bar.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I hadn't heard that one before, but I remember
I'm
that
sure
sounding like, yeah, well. It sounds
what
familiar.
Is the name for that?
I don't know. They could have any. This is kind of a dialectal thing. People, you know, it could be a sharpening stone or it could be a whetstone.
Whetstone. I've heard of that. Yeah.
Or would that be like a larger thing that you'd sharpen an axe with?
I thought it was smaller. I don't know. I'm sure.
Okay.